Welcome, great people, to June 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because, in my opinion, it's about time we brought a little bit more patriotism back to America. And so it is up to people like me to do it. So thanks for your involvement on that. Now, with that said, let's begin the show with a Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand up. Let's face the flags if we have one and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, so now on to today's program. Welcome to the Union, West Virginia. The movie Jaws is released and Bugsy Siegel is assassinated. All right, so now let's get started. 1863. Happy birthday, West Virginia. West Virginia is the only state created by carving out territory from another state without that state's permission. On October 24, 1861, in a public referendum, voters overwhelmingly supported the creation of the new state to be called Kanawha. The following month, a convention at Wheeling changed the name to West Virginia. 100 years later, a Beckley newspaper suggested the name of the state be changed to either Kanawha or Lincoln because so many people believed that West Virginia was the western part of Virginia and not a separate state. Alright, so now here's some more fun facts about West Virginia you may or may not have known. In 1928, Minnie Buckingham Harper of Welch became the first black woman legislature in the U.S. She was appointed by the governor to the House of Delegates to fulfill the vacancy caused by the death of her husband. Here's another one. On January 26, 1960, Danny Heater of Burnsville High School scored 135 points in a high school basketball game, earning him an entry into the Guinness Book of World Records. More West Virginia facts. The first brick pavement in the U.S. was laid in Charleston in 1870, by a private citizen at his own expense. More West Virginia. Each October, several hundred parachutists jump 876 feet from the New River Gorge Bridge near Fayetteville on Bridge Day, which is West Virginia's largest single-day event, which attracts about 100,000 spectators. Auto traffic is rerouted for the event, which has been held since 1980. The bridge is the second highest in the United States behind the Royal Gorge Bridge in Colorado. Four people have died during the Bridge Day jumps, the most recent in 1987 and 2006. Bridge Day was canceled 1 year in 2001 because of fears of a terrorist attack. And finally, last fact about West Virginia before I move on. In November 2014, 18-year-old Sarah Blair was elected to the West Virginia House of Delegates, becoming the youngest elected lawmaker in the United States. She trounced her 44-year-old opponent 63% to 30%. She beat a two-term incumbent in the primaries when she was still 17 years of age, too young to vote for herself. And that's your West Virginia recap. Moving up to 1975 now. Jaws is released. This Steven Spielberg movie about a man-eating shark that terrorized swimmers in a fictional beach in Jersey shocked America so badly, no one wanted to get in the water all summer. True story. Jaws has been labeled one of the best and scariest movies of all time, according to the New York Times, Bravo Network, Chicago Film Critics Association, Empire Magazine, and more. And finally, 1947, Bugsy Siegel goes down. Bugsy was a Jewish-American mobster. He was known as one of the most infamous and feared gangsters of his day. Siegel was one of the first founders and leaders of Murder, Inc. and was a bootlegger during the Prohibition. After Prohibition was repealed in 1933, he turned to gambling, moved to Las Vegas, and handled and financed some of the original casinos. On June 20th, 1947, Bugsy was sitting at his girlfriend's house in Beverly Hills, reading the LA Times, when an assailant fired at him through the window with a .30 caliber military M1 carbine, hitting him many times, including twice in the head. No one was charged with the murder of Bugsy, and the crime remains officially unresolved. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for June 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Take a look at my website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. And let me know what you thought about today's show on the comment board. For instance, residents of West Virginia. Did I miss anything? Anything you care to add to that? What about the movie Jaws? Did that freak you out as much as it did everybody else? American crime fans, you gotta admit that Buzzy Siegel had one of the best stories, right? So yeah, let me know what you think. Now moving on to tomorrow's show, I'll talk about the Constitution, which probably means there's going to be a quiz, so be prepared for that. And if I have time, then I will talk about the reaping machine. So until then, you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter as well. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. And until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans.